Today we will hear something about the mysterious identity of Lord Balaram in Gauranga Leela. Lord Balaram came as Nithai. There's one particular Leela I want to share with you, and then I will make you cry. Once, Lord Nityananda was walking around Giriraj Govardhan, and he came to a spot where a great worshipper of Lord Balaram lived. This Brahmana came out of his kutir, or out of his house, and he met Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was effulgent. He also had a whitish complexion, like Lord Balaram. And he when he saw the Brahmana was strangely attracted to him. He quickly arranged for yogurt, milk, cheese and butter, and said to Balaram, to Nityananda, please eat this and bless me that one day I will have the darshan of Balaram. I'm growing old. My time is running out. Up till now, I have not seen Balaram. I have worshipped him. I have called for him. But he remained silent. Please bless me that I can see my Ishtadev, Baladev. Nityananda just smiled. And he said, Tatastu. May your wish be fulfilled. That night, the Brahmana was sleeping, and all of a sudden, in his dream, came Lord Nityananda, that tall Avaduta, who was dressed in blue garments. And before the amazed eyes of the Brahmana, Nithai turned into Lord Balaram. Then he disappeared, smiling very sweetly. The sleep of the Brahmana broke. He got up with a startling noise and he thought, my God, who is this person whom I saw on Govardhan Parikrama? He introduced himself to me by the name Nityananda. But who is he? And he ran out in the midst of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and quickly moved to the spot where he had seen Nityananda and shouted, Nityananda! Nityananda, into the darkness. All of a sudden he heard the voice of Lord Nityananda. You will not see me now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. But tomorrow morning I will come and knock on your door. The Brahmana could not sleep. Morning came. The sun rose. All of a sudden he heard a knocking. Lord Nityananda was there. Lord Nityananda said, you have called me yesterday in the night at Govardhan. Now I'm here. What do you want? And the Brahmana said, I only have one desire. I want Lord Balaram's darshan. And I want to give him all the gold which I have collected in my life and dress my Lord Balaram. So Nityananda smiled, and before the eyes of that Brahmana, he turned into the Lord who holds a plow, and he said, I am now here, look at me for your full satisfaction. The Brahmana said, is it you, Baladev? Trust your eyes. So then Lord Nityananda, who had turned into Balaram, again turned back into Nityananda. And he said, I know that your secret desire is to decorate me with gold. But for now, I have this Govardhan Shila, which I found. Make a golden case around him so that I can carry him on my neck, near my heart. Do you know one thing? Who is the closest person to Balaram's heart? Krishna. How do we know this? Well, we know it because he dresses in the blue colors of Krishna's complexion. Do you know the one reason why Krishna prefers to dress in a golden colored dhoti? It's the color of Radharani. You know everything. The person whom you love, you want to carry him on your body, no? So, Baladev loves Krishna, and he always wants to carry the Lord on his body. That's why he dresses in a blue-colored dhoti. No, when you are a mother and you have a child, you always want to have the child near, no? When you love, you want the person you love to be near. So that's why Krishna dresses always in the dhoti of Srimati Radharani's color, and Baladev in blue. And who is the person, I'm asking you now, who is the person who is closest to the heart of Nityananda? Many, many opinions amongst the scholars here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chandrasekhar, what has happened today? You are enlightened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is closest, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Therefore, Lord Nityananda wanted to have a full Krishna deity that near his heart, and that is Giriraj Govardhan. Therefore, he asked for Giriraj Govardhan, golden encasement in gold. May Lord Balaram appear to all of us. May Lord Nityananda Ram appear to all of us. And may he come close to our heart. My dear devotees, there is one leela about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which is very, very sad and very joyful at the same time. It is sad because in this leela, Gauranga will leave those who are dear to him. And it is joyful because he did this to save all of us. When Mahaprabhu married Vishnupriya, there was a gorgeous celebration. At the end, Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered the resting room together with Vishnupriya. So while Vishnupriya was walking, she stubs her right toe at a sharp stone and starts bleeding profusely from the toe. Now those of you who studied the art of omens know that it is a very bad omen for a marriage when the couple, after the marriage, enters into the house together and there is bloodshed. Vishnupriya faltered. She leaned on Gauranga and said, "My Lord, I feel that something terrible will come. I feel that you will leave me. Please save me." Gauranga looked at Vishnupriya. He took his foot and stepped on the toe of his beloved wife. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and smilingly he says, "Don't think of this." A little later, Gauranga Mahaprabhu took his bath in the Ganga. A little later means a few months. When he came out of the waters of the Ganga, Ganga Mayi cried tears of separation as she ran down his beautiful body and again merged with the sum total of the river. At that moment, a Brahmana came to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This Brahmana was angry because he had once or twice tried to enter the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Srivas Thakur. Every night Gauranga Mahaprabhu would leave the house of Sachima and walk over to Srivas Pandit's house, and every night he would do kirtan with his close associates. Outsiders had to stop before the closed gate. So this Brahmana had stood twice before the gate. He heard the blissful chanting. He wanted to come in. "Let me in, let me in, let me in." But Srivas Thakur said, "Outsiders are not allowed," said Gauranga. And the Brahmana had to turn home frustrated. So now Gauranga Mahaprabhu is on the bank of the Ganga. He's dressing himself and the Brahmana comes. And he gets very angry because he was refused. This Brahmana, my dear devotees, is not like a modern Brahmana. He did all the prescribed rules and regulations, all his Gayatri is on time. Hare Krishna. Everything, paka, 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 paka. He was a Tejaskara Brahmana. That means a Brahman who carried with him force, strength, to bless or curse. So he went before Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He said, "This is too much that I was not allowed to come in. I curse you." And he took his Brahman thread out. "I curse you." And he was getting ready to tear it. "Better I don't do it." He was ready to tear it into two pieces. He threw it before the feet of Mahaprabhu and said, "You shall be deprived of all samsara happiness. No family happiness for you." Gauranga Mahaprabhu paid his pranams. He took the Brahmin thread which was broken and put it to his head. And he said, "I accept your curse. There will be no family happiness in my life." Now, my dear devotees, it will get even more disturbing. Tolerate for a moment. There was an incident happening, a scandal in Navadvip. After Mahaprabhu had returned from Gaya, my dear devotees, he was not the same any longer. Previously, he was a pandit who was discussing with everyone about scriptures. Now he only sat in the corner of his house and said, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" He would go over the marketplace. All of a sudden, he ran in a fiery mood. And he looked like Narsingadev, and he said, "Today I will destroy all the atheists." The Navadvip Vasis got a shock. Maybe I'm an atheist. Maybe he will destroy me. Now one day, Mahaprabhu thought of those who love Krishna the most. Do you know who loves Krishna the most? The gopis. Correct. Absolutely correct. The gopis had given up their shyness, their family traditions, their chastity. You know, when a girl in these Vedic times was one night absent from the house of her family, or from the husband, she would not be allowed back because there was a suspicion that maybe you are with another man in the night. Do you remember in Ayodhya how this washerman did not accept his wife because one day she was out of station, out of the house. When she came back in the morning, the washerman said, "I don't accept a woman who was not in the house in the night. I'm not like Rama. I have my standards." Very bad man. Very offensive. The gopis went every night out of their house, risking everything, preparing for social death, just so that they could please Krishna. So one day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Lord Krishna, chanted, "Gopi, gopi, gopi, you have given everything, gopi, gopi, gopi." At that time, the tantric scholar Krishnananda Agama Bagisha came by. Alone the name, Agama, what is it? Agama Bagisha, it sounds like trouble. Came by. He saw Lord Gauranga in the ecstasy of Krishna calling the names of the gopis, and he started to chastise him. "Chant Krishna's name. Where is it stated in the Vedas that you will gain piety by chanting the names of cowherd women? Chant Krishna's name. Krishna's name alone is fortunate." Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who had taken the side of the gopis, reacted very temperamental, like a volcano. He said, "This Krishna is a rascal. I will not chant his name." He left those who loved him the most. He left those who had given up everything for them. He left Vrindavan. He left the gopis like corpses. This is Krishna. He doesn't care for those who love him. And you are on the side of Krishna. And he took up a stick and chased after Krishna Ananda Agamabhisha. I'm sorry, getting a little in the bhava here. Krishna Ananda ran and ran and ran. Gauranga was coming behind him, and halfway Gauranga got back into his normal bath. Oh, what did I do? I almost hit a brahmana, and he returned back. Krishna Nananda Agamabhisha, however, went to the students and said, Nimai has gone too far. He was about to hit me when I was trying to give him good advice. This is too much. What should we do? And all the students said, we also feel he's gone way overboard. This is too much. Let us get together, and next time he shows such crazy behavior, we take sticks in our hand and we will beat this Nimai so that he gets some good sense into his brain. Nimai heard the news. There was a group of people who were planning to attack him with sticks. And he thought very deeply, I have come and appeared to teach people the Yuga Dharma, which is chanting the holy name. If these people now turn against me, they will not learn from me. I must come into a respectable position. Everyone respects a sannyasi. They don't respect grihastas like me. I will take sannyas. I will renounce all those in Navadvip who are dear to me. I will renounce my wife. I will leave my mother Sachi. I will take sannyas in order to teach the world the chanting of the holy name. This was what was going on in the mind of our Nimai Pandit. Next morning, he went to Nityananda. Nityananda, look at me. Why are you crying? Nityananda said, you don't need to speak to me. I feel that a thought has entered your heart. This is not a good thought. Think of your mother. Sachi had 8 daughters before she had Vishwarupa and you. And all these 8 daughters died immediately after their birth. Then she had Vishwarupa, your older brother. He left and took sannyas And now you want to do the same thing. Do you know what this means for your mother? Sachi will die. Already your father, Jagannath Mishra, has died because of the grief he felt when your elder brother took sannyas. Don't think this thought. Throw the thought out of your heart. And also, what will happen with all these devotees? They will also die when you leave Navadvip. But finally, do what you wish to do. Gauranga said to Nityananda, "Thank you, Nitai." Then he went to Mukunda. Then he went to Gadadhar and he told them. "Gadadhar," he said, "I can't remain here any longer. I want to go and search for Krishna. I want to give up the external symptoms of being a Brahmana. I want to shave my head and I want to think of myself as the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. Gadadhar, give me your permission to take sannyas." Gadadhar said, "What? Where in the scriptures it is said that you should kill your mother? Give me one statement." "Gadadhar, let me go. Let me go. I want to search for Krishna. And I want to give Krishna to the entire world, including the people of France." Oh, that is a new interpretation. The next day, by the Lord's arrangement, a very mysterious event took place. Keshava Bharati, the best of the sannyasis, arrived in Navadvip. Now you must know one thing. Any sannyasi who arrived in Navadvip would immediately be invited by Sachi Devi. Sachi Devi had sometimes cooked for 10 to 15 sannyasis at a time. She cooked also for Madhavendra Puri. Now when Sachi Devi heard that this sannyasi had arrived in town, she locked the doors, she closed the windows. Mothers always know. Gauranga said, "Mother, why have you closed the doors and shut the windows?" Sachi said, "It's not your business to think about this." A little later, they heard a knocking. And a voice, "Bhikshu Dehe, Bhikshu Dehe, give me alms, give me alms." Sachi Devi said to Gauranga, "Don't go to the door." "Mother, why do you worry? Krishna maintains every one of us." And Gauranga went to the door, opened the door, and there was Keshava Bharati. "Give me alms." Gauranga went back into the room, took some rice and said, "Sannyasi Thakur, take this rice." And then he whispered, "In 3 or 4 days, I will visit your ashram and I will ask you for alms. Don't deny me the alms which I am requesting you. Keshava Bharati, who was led by the indwelling super soul within, nodded his head in silent agreement and left the house of Sachi Devi. Sachi Devi said, "Who was that sannyasi?" Gauranga said, "You know who he is." Sachi said, "Oh no, oh no. I had a great ambition to happily reside in Navadvip, but now death came in the form of Keshava Bharati." And she fainted. She knew that it would be Keshava Bharati who would give sannyas to her only remaining son, Herr Nimai. The Lord sat next to his mother. "Oh Ma, oh Ma, Ma, why do you cry? Your favorite service is to cook for me. I will always come every day and eat what you have cooked for me. You may continue to think that I am living at your home. I will continue to eat what you cook for me. And do you know one thing? The world will always know me as Shachinandan, the son of Mother Sachi. In this way, we will be always connected, even after I have done what you fear the most." Then Gauranga went to the resting room to take his... Well, he did one thing, one other thing. Should be complete. That evening he went to the Ganga. "My dear devotees, on that evening, by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya, all the people of Navadvip came to Gauranga Mahaprabhu as if they were knowing that this would be the last time. Even the atheists came and they brought garlands for Gauranga Mahaprabhu and garlanded him. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu would take the garlands which he had received and gave it to every person in Navadvip. And he said, chant Krishna's name, think of Krishna while you eat and while you sleep, and worship Krishna. This is my instruction to all of you." Let us repeat. Chant Krishna's name, think of Krishna only, and worship Krishna. All the Navadvipasis who got the garland got empowered, and from that day on, chanting went in Navadvip. Then Kolavecha Shrida came, and as if he knew that this would be the last time where he would supply vegetables to Gauranga, he brought a squash with him and he gave it to Gauranga lovingly. Gauranga went home afterwards. He took the squash and said to Sachi, "Cook this squash with milk. It comes from Shridhar, my beloved devotee. I will eat his squash one more time." Sachi Devi did as she was asked, and Gauranga ate squash with milk. It's a good preparation. Then he met Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya, will you give me your permission? No, said Vishnupriya. Never, never, never. See, it says so much when there is love. You must know when there is love, you don't need to talk a lot. Between those who love, they understand by their glances. They understand by the atmosphere which comes from the heart of the beloved. When you feel love for Krishna and Balaram, they will talk with you. The deities will talk with you. If you just increase your love a little bit, they will talk to your heart. Like this is all heart talk. You know, Gauranga doesn't speak directly. It's all indirect. So he asked Vishnupriya, will you give me your permission? Vishnupriya said, no, 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 no. He has not said for what the permission. Then Gauranga did something very clever. He covered her kantabhav, that means the feeling a wife has, I'm the wife of so this person. For instance, we have some married ladies here, and the wife of Gopaswami has this kantabhav. He's my husband, I'm his wife. This is a natural feeling of the wedded wife. So Gauranga covered that for a moment by taking a four-armed Vishnu form. And Vishnu Priya thought, but this is God. He's not my husband. Mm-mm-mm. And then he said again, will you give me your permission now, Vishnu Priya? You do what you have to do. So that evening, Gauranga went on the bed and Vishnupriya massaged the lotus feet of Gauranga as she did every evening. And finally, when the early, early, early morning came, she fell asleep. Gauranga Mahaprabhu got up. He dressed in very few cloth. It was in January. It was so cold outside. And he walked out of the house to the gate of the house. And there he sees, dressed in white, almost like a ghost, Mother Sachi crying. She cried the whole night. Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes to his mother. He pays his obeisances. And without saying anything, he walks 3 times around his mother. Then he goes to the ghat, which to this day is called the Nirdoya God. Nirdoya means, Doya means mercy, compassion, and this is the no compassion God. And he takes his beautiful body, he wades into the cold water of the Ganga. Ganga trembles with emotion, and he swims for a long time over Mother Ganga. He comes out on the other side and he walks to Katwa, where the next day he will ask Keshava Bharati for the alms of taking sannyas. You may ask, what is so terrible? someone leaves his village. This happens all the time. But my dear devotees, let us think for a moment about what the devotees in Navadvip felt for Lord Gauranga. There's one poet called Govinda. After his wife had died, he went to Navadvip. And he describes in a poem that when he went to Navadvip to take his bath in the Ganga, he saw Gauranga for his first time. He describes he saw an effulgent Purusha, most beautiful. Govinda stares at him, and while staring at him, he for the first time notices that his eyes blink. I don't know if you notice that your eyes blink. We don't consciously notice it. I saw Prabhavi's eyes blinking 5 times already since I looked at him. But he is most probably not aware of it and doesn't count it. But Govinda noticed, oh no, for the blinking of the eye, I don't see Gauranga. He looks so beautiful. And he describes, when I saw Gauranga for the first time, my eyes became like cups which wanted to drink the beauty of the Lord. He pours tears of love that all his cloth gets soaked. He doesn't know any longer, who am I and who is he? And he thinks, I can offer my life 100 times just for this Gauranga. Please look now at Gauranga Mahaprabhu on the altar. Do you see there is a bright light on his face? This is there for a reason, so that you can look at his face now. See, the face of Gauranga is the source of absolute bliss. When Gauranga goes to do his kirtan, tears come like a syringe out of his eyes. Sometimes Gauranga sits alone in a garden and chants the name of Krishna. Every day, my Gauranga goes to Jagannath. His eyes become like bumblebees, greedy to drink the nectar of his Lord. In Gauranga's heart, emotions crash on the shore of his consciousness, just like the waves and Puri crash on the beach. If you go to Puri, you always hear so in the same way, new and new emotions of love crash on the shore of Gauranga's consciousness. His ornaments are the tears on his face. My Gauranga is more charming than Kamadev. He's more purifying than Mother Ganga. To look at him means to look at something which is more cooling than the moon's rays. My Gauranga is sweeter than immortal nectar. He is more generous than a wish-fulfilling Kalpa Briksha tree. And my Gauranga is more loving than 1,000 mothers. And it is because of this love which Gauranga has for all the living entities that he went with Nityananda to Katva and took sannyas. Lord Nityananda doesn't take sannyas. Lord Nityananda is an avaduta. For him, no rules, nothing. He will jump on a bull and ride on the bull chanting Krishna, Krishna. Although it is forbidden by the Vedic rules to climb on top of a cow or a bull. Nityananda goes by the Ganga, my dear devotees, and then he is so restless, he jumps into the Ganga and chases the crocodiles. I'm kidding you. Nityananda is always full of the most extraordinary bliss. Sometimes he dances, and when he dances, all the clothes fall off his body. This I have not seen one time here. All your clothes stayed on the body, even when you were dancing in ecstasy. Nityananda, no clothes, no problem. Let's continue to dance. Nitai is drunken with love of Godhead. And when you go to someone who is drunken, you must know he has no longer any discrimination. So Lord Nityananda has no discrimination who is qualified, who is unqualified. Today, on Balaram's Jayanti, I request all of you to pray for the mercy of Balaram and for the mercy of Nityananda. Do you know, because of this mysterious identity of Nityananda and Balaram, one name of Lord Nityananda is Nityananda Ram. Let us turn now to the altar and conclude this by singing. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram.